You have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever.
Stay hungry.
Hungry. Stay hungry, stay foolish.
This is the E-Commerce All-Stars podcast, brought to you with heart by Nedimo.com.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining today's podcast with your host Brandon Moskwa. Today I'm excited because we have Jay Gibb on the call. He's the CEO and founder of CloudSponge. It's a company that sells software to e-commerce companies to help them grow. So thanks a lot for joining us today, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brandon. Nice to talk to a fellow Canadian.
Well, I didn't know you were Canadian. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I grew up in Calgary. Left there about 20 years ago for California. But I grew up in Calgary and been, go back there every now and again. It's always nice to go home.
Right on. We're gonna have to share some stories about Calgary because that's where I grew up as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Right on. So it's funny we have two former Calgarians on today's call. Anyhow, so for those who aren't aware, Calgary is one of the greatest places on earth, if you don't mind iffy weather, where it can change in 5 minutes. You can have from 30 degree temps to snow in a matter of less than 10 minutes. But anyhow, thanks for joining us, Jay. Today I wanted to talk to you about e-commerce referral programs and some of that side of things, because most specifically related to CloudSponge and what you're doing. But before we get into that, I'd love if you could give a little bit of a background on yourself and whatnot, so people just know a little bit more about you if they don't already.
Yeah, sure. So I'm obviously originally from Calgary. I've been, my background is in, software development. I've been doing that for my entire adult life. I'm a partner at a agency, a dev shop called Arizona Bay, where we build SaaS companies with entrepreneurs. And one of the internal startups that we have, one of the companies that we started ourselves, is the one that we're here to talk about today, called CloudSponge. And just a high level overview of CloudSponge is a software as a service company that sells software that lets your users access and share contacts from their address books without leaving your website. So in the e-commerce use case, the most common place that it makes itself useful is for a referral program, or, for interfaces where you want your users to send something to their friends, like a coupon or a discount or something like that. A lot of e-commerce websites out there, have a field somewhere in their UI where they're asking somebody to type in a comma separated list of email addresses. I'm sure everybody listening has seen that or has that. And the bottom line is that's super tedious. Like, people have the patience to do that maybe once or twice if they have somebody's email address memorized. If you've ever tried typing a comma separated list of email addresses on a smartphone, you know that it's basically not happening. It's just people just won't do it. Mm-hmm. Our software, is designed to populate those fields with a user interface. So it lets people just, tap on a Google or a Yahoo Mail button or wherever their, webmail contacts are stored. Like, most people it's Gmail, but we also support, Yahoo and Outlook.com and AOL and about 50 other providers around the world. And just lets your user authenticate and give us permission to read their contacts. And then we display it for them, give them convenient, searching and sorting features, checkboxes they can tap on or click on. And then when they exit our software, the field is just populated with a list of email addresses for them. And, we generally see, at least two times, sometimes three or four times more email addresses being inputted into those fields than before the CloudSponge product was integrated. So we've got a pretty strong use case for for e-commerce businesses and lots of successful companies using the product already.
Yeah, and the power of a referral, I mean, it all, I mean, it's just, it goes without saying these days how important that is. Like when you get a referral from somebody you know, someone who's already in your address list that you already know personally, like I said, that referral means so much more. What are some of the companies or just, if you can't name companies, just some of the examples or stories you might have of companies that are using this that are finding it working and how maybe they're using it to build the referral programs that they have?
Yeah, so we have a few companies that we're allowed to talk about. There are already some really in-depth teardowns that we invest in creating for entrepreneurs like your listeners, available on our website, just like in our blog. So the format there is basically like we're trying to tear down the entire referral program, not just the part that uses CloudSponge. And so we're looking at, you know, the emails that are being sent and the subject lines and the UI, the rewards, you know, is it a two-sided reward or a one-sided reward, and just the whole experience for the referral program. And you know, there's two in the e-commerce space available on our website right now. One of them is for Stitch Fix, which I think everybody's probably heard of. They recently went public. And another one's called Just Fab, which is, you know, Shoe Dazzle. It's kind of a big name as well. But we also have, you know, The Honest Company is using our product, and Zulily, and, you know, lots of very successful e-commerce companies. You know, they're not necessarily just e-commerce. That's just the part that we get to see. Obviously, The Honest Company is a lot more than that. But, you know, there's lots of good examples and good literature on our website for people to discover if they're interested in sort of going deep on this stuff.
And you kind of mentioned it a little bit, but what kind of successes are you seeing with people? Like what are they finding? Like once they start using your product as opposed to the previous referral programs or that sort of thing, like you say you go deeper into subject lines and is it a two-way award system and that type of thing. Like, can you talk a little bit about where you're seeing benefits and what types of referral programs might be working that you're finding?
Yeah, I mean, for the e-commerce space, what we see, and just to be clear, we don't provide referral program platform. We're not, you know,
right.
Our customers are provided. They've built their own referral programs. We're just sort of amplifying them by, you know, adding our address book widget to that. But we do get the benefit of seeing sort of what's working, you know, outside the scope of just what we do, which I think is what you're asking for. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, with e-commerce, I've seen a pattern where people tend to want to give a discount or a coupon or a gift of some kind to their contacts rather than referring people to earn a discount for themselves.
Right.
I think with every business, you sort of have to test both and either, like do one and then the other one and then both and you know, do your split testing and your, you know, your comparisons to make sure that you're making the right choice for your specific business. But in general, the more altruistic rewards seem to be doing better. So that's probably where I would start. You know, people like to, you know, give their friends something, right? You know, they tend to be more motivated to get through that referral process if they know that the people that they care about are going to, you know, get a deal that they otherwise wouldn't be able to get, right?
Right.
You know, one of the famous examples from Amazon, which I think, you know, they do a lot of testing, obviously, at Amazon. I'm not sure if they still have it today. But on a thank you page, after you, let's say you went to Amazon and ordered a book, you go through the checkout process, and then you get to the page after, you know, you've successfully checked out. They sometimes have, depending on which target audience you're in, they sometimes have a place there that says, hey, if you know somebody else that might like to read this book, type in their email address right here and we'll send them a coupon for you. We'll send them a 10% off coupon or 15% off coupon. Right. And I know that personally, I got those a lot, like from my partners and my colleagues. You know, they would always want, because they know I read a lot, and they would always want to send me those 10% off coupons for something that they just purchased, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something, that's a really good example that I think is worth testing for anybody, you know, in the e-commerce space is, you know, capitalize on that attention that you have on those thank you pages and get people to use that as, you know, one of your growth mechanisms.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because it's something you obviously believe in or are excited about because you just purchased it. And then you're also have the opportunity to share it with somebody and give them a reward or a discount, so to speak. So anything like that is obviously going to help grow your business. And then the fact that you've Cloud Sponge can tap into your email list or your email address books so easily, it allows you to share that with so many more people so much more quickly, basically eliminating that level of friction that I talk about a lot on the show, and needing to be able to remove that level of friction so that people actually take action. Because if you don't remove as much friction as possible, people just find it too complicated to bother with, especially in something like this. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, I think a lot of the usual rules apply, right? You know, make it personal, create a sense of urgency, you know, make it a discount that expires at some point. So they feel like, you know, if they don't do it now, then, you know, they're not going to get it. And those subject lines, right? Make sure, you know, if I just bought a book and I want to send a coupon to my friend Brandon, you know, make sure the email that Brandon gets has my name in the subject line, or has my name in the from field of the email. It says, you know, Jay Gibb via ecommercesite.com. Hey, Brandon, Jay thinks you might like this book. And, you know, make sure that they know, the recipient knows that came from me. If you can, use Gravatar or something to look up my email address and stick my face, a picture of my face in the email and things like that. And those are the types of things that we break down in the teardowns that we have on our site. We kind of like show the companies and sort of reveal what they're doing and what they're doing right, and maybe make a couple suggestions for what we think they could be doing better. But, you know, those are the kinds of things that are, you know, every little thing moves the needle a little bit, and it all adds up to a pretty successful referral program if you sort of put all the pieces together.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm looking right now on your site, and I'm looking at the case studies and use cases, and I think there's a lot of value here that people could even if, I mean, you're an e-commerce company listening to this and whatnot, I would look beyond the fact that, like, I would look at all of these cases and try and come up with something that's going to work for you, because it doesn't have to be specific to e-commerce how you utilize these types of things. There's, you know, thinking outside the box and taking advantage of some of what some of these other companies may have used. Airbnb might be a good example to look at them. And the GoFundMe for the crowdfunding, I mean, that looks very interesting, especially if you're starting an e-commerce business and you're needing to do crowdfunding to get things off the ground. So there's all kinds of different case studies and use cases you guys have on your site that I think will prove more than beneficial to people to read through and to help them build their referral programs if they're not using one already, and then get that out there and start utilizing the Cloud Sponge platform to help you make that a much more frictionless process for people. So,
well, very cool. Yeah, I'm an editor. I'm basically the chief editor for all that content, so I'm intimately familiar with all of it, and so if you know anybody in your audience who just wants to talk to me and walk, you know, pick my brain and maybe walk through and make a couple specific suggestions for their situation, I'd be happy to do that.
Right on. Well, that brings me to kind of the last piece, which I typically ask is, any final words of wisdom and how people can get a hold of you.
Final words of wisdom. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, you're Calgarian, so I expect something strong here.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
That would be a very Calgarian thing to say.
Yeah. No, I mean, words of wisdom. I would just say always keep iterating. I think a lot of entrepreneurs settle. They kind of get into a place where they either think they've failed or they think they've succeeded, and they stop iterating and stop chipping away and stop looking for that extra 1%. And I've been in that place before. I'm familiar with that procrastination rut sometimes. And I would just say, like, you know, if you feel like you're comfortable, then you should probably do something to make yourself a little bit uncomfortable. Do something you haven't done before.
Very good. That's very smart. The second you start living in a comfortable realm, things are sure to blow up on you, I find. And how can people get a hold of you?
LinkedIn is my social network of choice these days. So if you look me up on LinkedIn, just look up my name. I'm sure Brandon will put it in the show notes here.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You can connect with me there. I usually respond to messages if they're not too salesy. And if you want to learn more about CloudSponge, you know, the best way to do that is just on cloudsponge.com.
Right on. Well, thanks for your time today, Jay. I think it proved very valuable, and there's a lot of people who can get a lot of value out of the show, but also by hitting up your website, cloudsponge.com, and taking a look through some of those use cases and case studies. So thanks again, and take care of yourself.
Thanks, Brandon.
You have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever.
Stay hungry.
Hungry. Foolish. Stay hungry. Stay foolish.
This is the E-Commerce All-Stars podcast, brought to you with heart by Nedimo.com.